Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program about environmental issues in southern Arizona and around the world. What would driving in Tucson be like without all the road pylons and traffic detours? Well, the cracks and potholes caused by our weather may become a thing of the past with the development of plastic roads as proposed by the Dutch firm Volker Wessels. The material would be virtually weatherproof, capable of withstanding temperatures from minus 40 to 176 degrees Fahrenheit, and consist 100% of recycled plastic. The segments would fit together like Lego blocks and be hollow to accommodate ducts and cables. The durability of roads would triple, and of course it would reuse a whole lot of plastic waste. The idea is still on paper, but the port city of Rotterdam has already expressed interest. Talking about Lego, the Danish firm is moving away from oil-based plastics in the manufacturing of its building blocks. By 2030, all Lego blocks should be made of sustainable materials. With an output of 60 billion blocks a year, this could reduce the company's carbon footprint by 3/4. In local events, the Sky Island Alliance organizes several restoration excursions in the coming weeks. On Tuesday, July 28th and Wednesday, July 29th, you can join the Alliance for one or both days in Madeira Canyon to ensure that its famed population of birds and other native species have the water they require. On Friday, August 7th, the Alliance goes to Sutherland Wash to improve the flow of water there for the benefit of plants and animals alike. And on August 7th through 9th, the Alliance will be in the Santa Rita Mountains to assess springs that would be destroyed by the proposed Rosemont copper mine. This area is home to a jaguar. For more information, please visit www.skyislandalliance.org. The Tucson Audubon Society hosts the Tucson Bird and Wildlife Festival from August 12th through 16th. The festival comprises full-day and half-day guided birding field trips departing from the River Park Inn. Many of the excursions are already fully booked, but there are still slots available for the half-day trips to the Sweetwater Wetlands and to Madeira Canyon, both on Friday, August 14th, and for the Wilcox Shore Birding Excursion on Sunday, August 16th. There is still room on the full-day excursion to Patagonia and Sonoita on August 16th as well. There will be workshops, presentations and other activities at the River Park Inn on Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, please visit www.tucsonaudubon.org. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Please visit us at kxci.org or leave your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page. Thank you for listening.